April 19th, Psalm 1.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
The Pursuit of Happiness, Sam Storms. People are obsessed with happiness and will pursue it at all costs, whether in the form of sexual satisfaction or material wealth or the rush that comes from exerting power over others. The relentless pursuit of pleasure is in our world to stay. This isn't to say that Christians shouldn't want to be happy or should repent if they do. It is to say that the meaning of happiness, as defined by God's Word, differs greatly from that of society at large. This is nowhere better seen than in Psalm 1. The psalmist celebrates the experience of being blessed. Psalm 1, verse 1. He endorses delight as a legitimate human sensation and wants all of God's people to prosper. Verse 3. But the way this is attained is not by hoarding financial resources. Rather, it comes by avoiding the way of the unbeliever and refusing to follow his counsel. True happiness, the sort of soul-satisfying joy that God wants for his people, is found in the revealed Word, what the psalmist calls the law of the Lord. We aren't being told that emotional stability and physical health and a nice home with a 2-car garage are sinful. We should be grateful for such blessings. But we can still be happy, truly satisfied, without them. When the psalmist holds before us the prospect of being blessed, he has in view that state of soul in which we have come to know and enjoy God, a deep and abiding sense of satisfaction and joy in having encountered the beauty and majesty of the God who has Genesis chapter 1 on his resume. Some struggle to grasp how this blessed and joyful experience can be found in the law of God, but we need to remember what another psalmist, David, said about God's Word. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. Indeed, more to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Chapter 19, verses 8 and 10. When the wicked of Psalm 1, verse 1 counsel us, and sinners offer their advice, we must remember that they are like chaff that the wind drives away. Psalm 1, verse 4. In God's law we find joy and truth and encouragement and hope and the knowledge that brings life and liberty. The psalmist is not suggesting that we cease to engage the wicked in conversation, nor is he saying that we should not labor and pray for their conversion. His warning is that we should beware of too close an association, of lingering too long in their presence. But merely refusing to walk in their ways or to believe their lies is not enough. We must meditate on God's revealed will and find a deeper and more lasting delight in His law. There alone will we find the happiness that truly satisfies us.